Welcome to the Green Business All-Star Podcast, where we interview and spotlight green entrepreneurs and other environmental business leaders who are making a positive impact on our planet while making a profit. With your host, Anne Meador. Hello, and welcome to the Green Business All-Star Podcast. Today, we're going to do things a little differently with no guests, just me, a solo episode with me, Anne Meador. And since the goal of this podcast is to help people who want to make a positive impact on the planet by starting their own green business or sustainable business, whatever you want to call it, whether they want to start one, work for one, or green their own business, I was going to share with you 10 green business ideas from the previous 5 podcasts. But when I started writing it, it was a lot. So I'm like, okay, I'm not going to do 10, I'll do 5. So I'm like, all right, let's do 5. And then I got to number 3 and I had already created so much stuff that I want to share with you. I decided to go from 10 original to 5. Nope, can't do that either. I mean, I can, but I want to dive as deep as I can into these different ideas. So I'm actually going to just start with 1 for this episode. And then I'll continue with other solo episodes covering other green business ideas. Today on this episode, which was my number 1 because it came up in out of so many different episodes, and that is environmental consulting or eco-friendly consulting or green business consulting or sustainability consulting or waste management consulting, whatever you want to call it, all falls under the umbrella of consulting. But if you're going to start a business, you probably want to dig deep. As they say, the riches are in the niches. So maybe not offer all services and specialize in 1, 2, 3, how many you want to, and go from there. So with no further ado, I am going to break down the different types of consulting that have come out of the episodes that I've recorded so far. All right, so here we go. Okay, so the first one we're going to start off with is what I'm going to call eco-friendly consulting. You could set up a business or add to your existing business services and resources that help other businesses adapt sustainable practices to reduce their environmental footprint. This idea came from episode 1 called The Path to Sustainable Entrepreneurship, Insights on Reusable Products, Environmental Advocacy, and Building a Purpose-Driven Business with Fedia Korbatov of Baba Bags. You could help and advise other companies. You can advise other companies on eco-friendly product designs that minimizes environmental impacts throughout the product's life cycle, such as Fedia's Baba Bag, reusable Baba Bag. Or you could call it eco-conscious business consulting. You could provide consulting services to help businesses implement sustainable practices from reducing waste to sourcing eco-friendly materials. That came from episode 12 with Matthew Stillman of Primal Derma Skincare called Ancient Traditions Meet Modern Sustainability. Or how about providing sustainability consulting for startups? You could offer consulting services to startups looking to implement sustainable practices in their product design and packaging processes. This came from episode 14 with Eleanor Isath of Milk Innovation Lab and Beeworm. The name of the episode was Making Products Disappear. How about just plain green business consulting? Well, nothing plain about it. You could offer consulting services to help other businesses transition into sustainable practices. You can share insights on building customer loyalty and creating impactful green marketing strategies. This came out of episode 13 with Maria Cebrion of TerraSeed, which is a vegan supplement. And the name of the episode was Creating Ethical and Sustainable Vegan Supplements with Maria. Now for a type of consulting near and dear to my heart, and that is waste management consulting. That's in my past. Waste management, because we don't want to generate the waste in the first place. We want to move on to a circular economy. But unfortunately, we're not there yet. So waste management consulting is definitely an option for folks. You could offer these consulting services to businesses and also municipalities on effective waste management strategies, or waste minimization is also a term to use. This idea came out of the episode with Clean Hub with Joelle. Episode 15, Scalable Solutions to Plastic Pollution with Joelle Tosh of Clean Hub. And now talking about, we're getting back to the waste minimization, right? That's the best way to go. Minimize the waste. It reduces costs. It reduces impact to the planet. So how about doing some waste minimization consulting? offer consulting services to businesses on how to minimize waste in their production processes, similar to how Kind Cup minimized waste through design and manufacturing and their design and manufacturing process. And that was episode 3, Innovation and Adding Value, the Sustainable Journey of Kind Cup. And for the gold standard, you know, waste minimization, turn that into zero waste from a manufacturing process. You could upcycle all of the waste generated from your manufacturing process. Zero waste. You would be the savior of the company. No, that's a little far. You could save the company a lot of money and do a lot of good for the planet. All right, we'll move on to a more obscure types of, I hate to use the word obscure, but not as common. And that would be healthy soil consulting services. This idea came from Greg Peterson, the urban farmer. And that episode was The Business of Urban Farming number 5. So you could provide consulting services to help people and businesses improve their soil health using organic matter, compost, and other sustainable practices. I might have said this is obscure, but I think we need more of these kind of consulting services out there. If you've ever studied about our soil, you know that we're at a critical place where our soil is so unhealthy. It is so nutrient stripped. We need to get that. That's a huge problem that needs to be solved. So why don't you be the one to solve it or help solve it? All right. How about green certification consultancy? You could offer consultancy services to help beauty and cosmetic brands and other types of manufacturers achieve rigorous green certifications, ensuring their sustainability claims are genuine and verifiable. Just like with Melanie of Elite Cosmetics and her certification as a B Corp. They use a third-party consultant for that. The name of that episode is number 6, Conscious Cosmetics with Melody Reynolds, founder of Elite Cosmetics. And there are so many green certifications out there, are other type of certifications for sustainable businesses, like being certified organic. We said this, just said the certified B Corporation. You have We Are Neutral, meaning carbon neutral, like Plain Products of episode. It's episode 7, entitled From Idea to Impact with Lindsay McCoy of Plain Products. And then another one is FSC. That is the Forest Steward Council that Maria with TerraSeed has that certification. So those are just a few, but there's so many out there, and it can be confusing for the consumer. It's also time consuming for the company to get the certifications, and they do cost money. So this idea of becoming a green certification consultant, you could be aware of all the different certifications, many different certifications out there, the cost, the impact, what applies, if it helps people get more business, if it's a good cause that also, you know, maybe it's a donation and not a certification. There's so many out there. I'm sure it's confusing for the consumer. It's confusing for the manufacturer where to spend those dollars the best and which certifications to get. Great niche. Or that wraps it up for different consultancy services, whether you want to call them environmental consultant, sustainability consultant. Oh, I forgot one. You could also be a sustainable supply chains consultant. Help people find those ingredients for their manufacturing process, for their products that are truly sustainable, whether they are upcycled, are part of the circular economy. It's important. It's not easy to find those ingredients, and it's not easy, 100%, easy to find ones that are truly sustainable. All right, so I think I covered enough different types. I'm sure I know there are more types of consultancies you can do out there. You know, what is your expertise? What do you have experience in? That would help you figure out what your niche is going to be, or niches, as far as environmental consultancy goes. Before we say goodbye, I just wanted to say, clarification, that the ideas that come out of the podcast are not necessarily the ideas. More than likely, they didn't come from the guest. They came from me and the information gained from conducting the interview. So I just wanted to be clear. I don't want you to think that people come on and say, oh, you should start this kind of business, or you should start that kind of business. They don't. But anyway, I just wanted to be clear that those are ideas that were born out of the discussion, not necessarily spoken about specifically during the interview. All right. I'm really excited that I did this episode. I'm glad I didn't do 10 at a time. We'll do these hopefully every week and niche down on a certain type of green business that you may be interested in starting, working for one, or implementing into your existing business. So as always, thanks again for listening. Here's power to the people, planet, and profit. Thanks so much for listening to the Green Business All-Star Podcast. If you enjoyed the show, I'd appreciate it if you would subscribe, like, and or follow the show on your favorite podcast app. Also appreciate it if you would leave us a review to help us share our mission and the mission of our guests to make the world a better place while sustaining a comfortable lifestyle. Peace to the planet, people, and making a profit.